the latest Brexit deal, the inquest into the death of a Cork man whose body lay in his home for 7 months before being found, a vote of no confidence in Maria Bailey, and Ireland's quarter-final challenge against the All Blacks are some of the stories on your front pages this morning. The Irish News and Belfast Telegraph put the DUP at the centre of their coverage of the latest Brexit deal. MPs to chew on deal, but DUP says we'll bite back is the lead headline in the News. While it's there is no perfect deal, but let's work on it in the Telegraph. The focus of the lead stories in the Irish Times, Irish Independent, Irish Examiner, Irish Daily Mail and Irish Daily Mirror, meanwhile, is on what the headline in the Independent describes as Johnson's 24 hours to save Brexit. The Independent also runs with a front page picture of the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, and Minister for European Affairs, Helen McEntee, in Brussels yesterday, looking extremely colour-coded in different shades of blue. The picture in the front of the Times is of the Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister having a laugh together at the centre of a group of EU leaders, all of whom are looking extremely upbeat during yesterday's summit. The Mail and Mirror run with a version of that same picture, which zooms in exclusively on the Taoiseach and the Prime Minister. So, Boris, can you deliver, is the headline in the Mail, while it's Leo's deal in the Mirror. Back in the Times, in the headline over its lead editorial today, the paper describes the deal as a fair, hard-won compromise. Also writing in today's Times, Stephen Collins warns that, given the delicacy of the situation, the last thing the Irish side should do is crow about a British climb-down. Any compromise can only work if both sides believe they have achieved something by it. The Independent, meanwhile, captures the mood of many commentators in the headline over its lead editorial this morning. Brexit has slipped moorings before. This deal must stick. Elsewhere on the front pages, the arrest and questioning of a man in his late 50s in connection with the alleged sexual exploitation of children in Ireland and the Far East is covered as the lead story in today's Irish Daily Star and Herald. Man lay dead for 7 months, that's the lead headline in The Echo, which reports on the inquest into the death of 84-year-old Richard Scanlon, whose decomposed body was found by relatives at his home in Blackpool in Cork in July. The Times, News and Telegraph all run with front page stories on yesterday's court ruling in Belfast that Ivor Bell should be acquitted of any involvement in the abduction and murder of Jean McConville. Back on the front of the Independent, it's reported there that a motion of no confidence has been tabled against Fine Gael TD Maria Bailey by members of her own party in her Dunleary constituency. The Times reports today on a planning application for 650 apartments in blocks up to 9 stories in height beside St Anne's Park in Raheny in Dublin, which has been lodged by a developer whose application for 536 houses on that same site, which was granted last year, was the subject of a High Court challenge. And finally, tomorrow's World Cup match against the All Blacks dominates today's sports coverage. In the Quick Taps column in the Times, which features some of the more offbeat stories from the World Cup, we're told about how New Zealand's national airline has mocked up a safety video ahead of tomorrow's match, warning Irish players that they can expect some turbulence during the game and that they might need oxygen masks at the end of it. Writing in today's Examiner, meanwhile, Ronan O'Gara describes tomorrow's game as the greatest test of Joe Schmidt's career, while in an interview with The Independent, scrum half Conor Murray expresses confidence as he prepares to take on the world champions. All Blacks are only human, is the headline there.